In the world of men's professional sports, many women are breaking through and making their mark.
They're not going to be looking at him sideways.
The reason why I take so much objection.
He is literally running with the entire team.
The NBA is actually facing backlash on both sides.
Their stories are told here on Spain and Company. Time for this edition of Game Changers.
Let's head out to the Shell Penzo Performance Line where Raquel Ferreira joins us, the Red Sox Senior Vice President of Major and Minor League Operations. Back in September, this was a bit of history being made by the Red Sox when they named you a senior VP. It made you the highest ranking woman in baseball operations. Is there any set of nerves when you move up the rank to somewhere that's, you know, previously held by, you know, baseball geniuses, guys we've all heard of like Theo Epstein, particularly knowing that it's the highest rank for a woman there?
I think it was a little intimidating, but, you know, I worked with Theo for several years, so hearing his name mentioned in the same group didn't intimidate me as much as it would have somebody else, probably.
Right. You've seen him with a bear head on and dressed as, you know Theo.
I've seen him in more ways than I care to announce.
Well, I'm a big Theo fan, being a Cubs fan here, so I was happy.
That's a whole other show in itself.
Well, I was just happy to read that, you know, he promoted you twice, having been your boss when he was the GM in Boston. Would you point to him as one of the people that you think gave you these sort of big breaks, or who would you say is someone that stands out to you in that way?
There have been several. I've been very lucky coming up in this organization, but Theo was definitely one of the first ones. He's one that looked at you not as a woman in baseball, but, you know, just as somebody who could do something more than what they were doing at that point. And so he was one of the first people that actually took me in and asked me what exactly it is that I wanted to do, what my goals were. And he made sure that, or tried to put me in the best position to attain them. So he was really great. And yeah. Ben Cherington, who took over for GM after Theo and is now the GM of the Pirates, he was also hugely instrumental in that. And Mike Hazen, who's with the Diamondbacks now, Amiel Sade, Jared Porter, like Brian O'Halloran, who's our GM here right now. There have just been so many, you know, guys that have come through the Red Sox that have been huge supporters of mine.
Talking to Raquel Ferreira, Boston Red Sox Senior VP of Major and Minor League Operations. One of the things I like to talk about in Game Changers, especially when people hear these big terms, is what do you actually do? What are your duties in that title?
You know what? I'm still trying to figure that out on a daily basis is what I tell people, because every day is very different. And, you know, transitioning into a new role, I think still things are still kind of being figured out. What I've done before, I still incorporate some of those duties into my everyday responsibilities, but it's still sort of being figured out. But right now I oversee the clubhouse, the Major League Clubhouse. I oversee team travel, major and minor league operations. And so things are just kind of building from there. And I keep getting more things added to my plate, which is great.
I can only imagine. Yeah. One of the things I read about you that I found interesting was you're the child of immigrants, your grandparents and parents emigrating from the Cape Verde Islands, and how that connected you to some of the players that you're working with and developing. Can you talk about that connection?
Well, I come from a very, very large Cape Verdean family, and so everybody is always in each other's business and yelling and screaming, but my parents always taught us that, you know, there were so many people that helped them when they first came to this country that, you know, helped them along the way and helped them, you know, find their own paths. And I've always looked at our players that way, not just players that have come in from another country, from the Dominican or from Venezuela, but young players who we draft in the U.S. is that they just need a little bit of support and guidance. And I've always kind of looked at all these players like they're somebody's son, somebody's nephew, somebody's brother. And I treated them as I would want somebody to treat somebody that I loved in my family that way. So that's kind of how it started. It sort of happened organically.
It's Game Changers on Spain and Company on ESPN Radio, talking to Red Sox Senior VP of Major and Minor League Operations, Raquel Ferreira. I'm looking at the list of jobs you've had at the Red Sox since you started in 1999. So administrative assistant, director of minor league administration, director of minor league operations, senior director of minor league operations, vice president of baseball administration, vice president of major and minor league operations, senior VP of major and minor league operations. You have made your way up the ladder, and I want to know where it all began. You got a degree in communications at the University of Rhode Island. How do you end up a couple years later deciding to work in baseball?
Well, I will have to add, I have one more title added to my list now, because I am now also Executive Vice President, Assistant General Manager of the Red Sox.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
So I think that's probably the most titles anybody's had at the Red Sox. I'm not sure. but I always knew that I loved sports, and I have a brother who is 14 months older than me that played, you know, just high school baseball, but I always fell in love with the sport, and I didn't really know how to get into the sport. There weren't really internships when I got out of college trying to figure it out. And I happened to hear of a Red Sox opening through a friend of a friend. And it's, you know, I didn't go in wanting to take an administrative assistant role because I'd had my college degree. But, you know, I come from a family where especially one of my older sisters said, you know, you find a job in the field that you want and you take it. And my parents always said, if you do work hard, people will notice it and you'll be rewarded. So that's kind of how it started.
Yeah. It's Spain and Company on ESPN Radio. Game Changers, talking to Raquel Ferreira of the Red Sox. There still are not that many women working in baseball at the coaching or front office level. Can you speak to whether there are moments within your everyday that are, that you're reminded of that? Because I find that most of the women I speak to essentially say, I don't really think about my gender, and the people around me don't think about my gender much either. But whether that's, you know, not having facilities for women in a baseball field or an area that you're in or something else, are you reminded of it very often?
Yeah, I think you always are. What you do with it is how it's going to shape your career in baseball. Like, I'm reminded of it almost every day. I can't, like, we're at spring training right now. You can't help but walk around, and you are the only woman in a meeting room. You are the only woman around sometimes, and that's fine. It doesn't bother me in the least bit. But I think sometimes you're reminded in covert ways, sometimes more in your face ways, you know, things people may say or different adjectives. I always say sometimes people use different adjectives to describe you. You know, whether if somebody's being passionate versus being emotional.
Right. The B word.
Things like that.
I get that a lot.
Yeah, I get that a lot. So, but, you know, I think it's all based around the people that you also work with and that you grow up with, and having unbelievable mentors like, you know, Theo, Ben, Brian O'Halloran, Mike Hazen, they never made me feel that way. The guys that I have worked with and have truly supported me have never, ever made me feel that way.
It's so good to hear that. And that's what I do hear from a lot of people is you find those allies and those supporters, and then you just power through the ones that aren't allies
exactly.
and supporters.
Exactly. But the other thing is that those guys, you know, those guys that I mentioned have always validated things that I've said. If it's things that I've noticed or they've asked me about certain things, like they validate my feelings or what I'm feeling about a certain situation. And that's huge. And they're, like I said, have always been huge supporters of mine.
It's Spain and Company talking to Raquel Ferreira, Boston Red Sox Senior VP of Major and Minor League Operations, and another title I already forgot that sounds really important, Assistant to the GM and Executive
Executive Vice President, Assistant General Manager. So,
jeez Louise, lady. Okay, you are crushing it. So that brings me to the next question, though. You're basically in charge of a Major League club's front office. You're in charge of all these different aspects of the game. And you're dealing with a lot right now between the investigation into the Red Sox, the potential for postponed or canceled games or relocations. How do you deal with things that come up that you maybe did not anticipate being a part of your job, right? A lot of these things are maybe not something that you thought you'd have to deal with.
Yeah, it's happened a lot, especially this offseason has been a crazy offseason. And I think you just take things one day at a time. I mean, that's really the only thing that you can do. You can't worry about the what ifs, and you have to focus on the what is. And that's the way that I look at things, you know, on a daily basis.
Yeah. And certainly feels like, especially with the coronavirus stuff, that's kind of going to be the way we all have to deal with it, is what's the latest news, and how do we react to it?
Thrown into the loop right now, too. So.
Yeah. Final question for you. What's your best advice for someone trying to make it in any industry where there aren't a lot of people that look like them?
I get that a lot. People always ask me, and I usually say three things to them. I always say, you know, to be yourself, because you'll be exposed in this game very quickly if you're not. You know, if you don't know how to operate a radar gun, don't say that you do. If you don't know how to write a scouting report, don't say that you do. Just to be your authentic self. And two, I always tell people to be accountable. Making mistakes makes you human, but owning up to them is what earns you respect. And the third piece I always say that I got from my dad, which is dress for the job you want, not for the job you have.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So my parents, who were immigrants, were very proud of everything they did, and every time they walked out of that house, they were dressed like they were going to do the most important job in the world, whatever that was.
Yeah.
And so my parents taught me a level of professionalism that, you know, I try and pass on to other people. It sounds a little corny, but that's what they did.
It's a cliche, or I guess it's a corny for a reason. Like, we've all heard it a million times because it makes sense, because it's smart. It is interesting to the balance between how many successful people have told me one of the keys was asking questions and admitting that you don't know, versus the people who are like, I just told them I could do it and then figured it out. There's like that fine balance there, right?
There is.
Between like, don't say you can do something you can't, but maybe fib a little if you're close.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, my interviewer, I remember being like, yeah, sure, I'm great with Microsoft Word and Excel. And then I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, immediately go learn it. Yeah.
That stuff I could figure out, yeah. Some of the other stuff, not so much.
Maybe not so much. It was so great to talk to you, Raquel. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. You too.